Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, it's Sunday, September 17th. Isn't that crazy? We're almost done with this year. We've had what? Antifa running around. We've had Donald Trump getting elected. We had a couple hurricanes. And who the heck else? What's coming up next? I don't know. Maybe that's not important. We'll have to figure out what is important. What is important? I don't know. Let's go back to the chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. That's kind of like where, if you don't want to call in, we have a call-in number for the show, and you're always welcome. Well, not always. You know, sometimes we have guests on, and we want to try to, you know, spend some time with them. But this show will be different. We'll be opening the call-in lines, and we'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff, maybe a little bit focused. But our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and I will give that out later on in the show. But you can go over to republicoftexas.chattango.com. Now, when I sit there and I say we got to figure out what's important, I'll go back to last week. Mer Bailey said in the chat room, and when I first pulled it up this morning, she was thanking us all for, you know, well, being here, and we appreciate you being out there, Mer, and you're just listening. But she said that the bottom line that it must be dealt with is, them dividing us into separate feelots of generations. No more families, fluid gender, no more future generations. And she feels it's disgusting. And yeah, I feel that's the same. I guess that's very important. I agree with that. That's a big problem. I guess there is the solution under there too. And she quotes Dr. Parker and says, above all things is love. Ask the question, do you believe that? Yeah, define that, though. That's kind of where I'm going. Well, anyways, last week we had Jimmy from Florida. Jimmy, he runs bankversusyou.com. That's bank, BANKVSYOU.com. And he was hunkering down as that, you know, latest, what was that, a sales pitch? Was it a real thing as we tracked Irma, as it was going to go kill billions of people and take them all out? And well, it did do something, but we've decided to bring him back on to figure out what the heck that was like since last Sunday. So let me bring Doc on real quick and get the guys on board, and then we'll rope in Jimmy. Doc, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, good morning. And then Alan, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, world.
Good morning. Good morning. And Mr. Jimmy, how are you?
I am alive and well, and I have my roof.
That's wonderful. Man, that was quite an event, right, that you just went through. I remember Sunday night, you know, watching the news feeds coming from your site. And you played some local stuff, and, you know, we'd see all the winds, and you got the reporters doing their dance of, I'm standing in the wind, and I'm blowing over, and it's, you know, windy and raining. Man, what was that like? Because I know outline your week for me. Can you tell me what happened to you starting on Sunday moving forward?
Well, I'll tell you, what people don't realize is the preparation, and my partner, business partner, calls it mental gymnastics, is my role in the company. And, you know, I started planning and preparing 10 days before, and of course, the closer the event comes, the more you're mentally worn out, and you begin to really, you know, not get afraid, but you tend to, you know, think about, what happens if the roof of my building blows off? What do I really do? And then you had me on your show last Sunday, and then it was just very, very odd, Steve. The pressure on my barometer actually dropped to far below what the barometer would measure, and I could feel it. I could feel it I don't know if it was because I was tired, or worn out, but I mean, it was a feeling like I've never felt. And then the once the winds came up, because the eye wall really ended up going over Lakeland and Winter Haven, which is due to my due east, but, you know, the winds here and the eerie noises that the building was making. And I did have a little bit of fun. I took an umbrella and a wireless microphone, and I had a camera set up on my front porch area. And I did go out and do my mock CNN blowing over with the umbrella when the winds picked up. But other than that, it was a very, very surreal. I was very lucky. I do have one of my big oak trees is laying on my neighbor's power line as we speak, and it is slowly coming down. My whole privacy fence is gone. But other than that, my building's in fine shape. My automobiles are in fine shape. My plan worked. I personally did not lose power, but there were thousands and thousands still this morning without power in this general area. My main office in St. Petersburg is still without power. But my equipment survived it. My preparation proved to be, the right thing. And I learned a lot because, you know, and I could go on and on. I don't want to take up a bunch of time. But at the end of the day, preparation, you need to, because we have two more out there. And so this season isn't over yet. And what all I would say to folks is you got to keep sharp, keep on your toes. And the most important thing is the community, coming together, and sticking together and watching over each other.
Speaking of the community. So, you live in a more, it's not a big city type chunk of Florida, right? You know, you actually, if I remember right, one neighbor that's kind of close. So what was that like? Did you have a lot of cars driving around, or you bump into FEMA?
No crooks. And see, that FEMA and Red Cross really hit my crap list over this whole thing, because as you did your opening introductory, this thing was a huge way for the state to grab some money, and if we want to get into that later, because my neighbor lost this huge oak tree, and they got an estimate yesterday, $8,000 for it to be removed, okay? Mm-hmm. And jeez. I'll bet you $100 that they don't get a dime from FEMA or any of this relief, and we're going to test that, so I'll report back to you on that. But I'm kind of in a very unique portion of Tampa. Tampa is huge. But I'm just kind of close to hell, but I'm far enough away from the beaten path that I have, you know, the privacy and the quiet. But it was a ghost town out there. You know, people did heed the warning to hunker down. There were some kids out, you know, playing in the surf. But it was a ghost town out there on the camera, the public cameras. Then I have a visual of a pretty busy highway that I can get up on a chair and look out one window, and it was dead. Not a car moving for days on that. So it was very surreal, but I think, like I said, a lot. I was on the phone with my partner this morning, and he was telling me how the neighborhood came together and one side of the street has no power. So they're dragging extension cords from one another's houses and taking each other ice and food. And, that made me feel good, Steve, because that's what we need to do for our entire country. If I'll lead it back, you know, maybe a lead-in for you to take the mic over. It wasn't just the storm. This needs to teach us that we need to come together and deal with the catastrophe called our government as well.
You know, I'll grab the mic here for a second, but I want to go to Doc. But you're telling me that neighbors were helping neighbors, and wow, that must have pissed FEMA off, right? They're going to come through and cut the cords to make sure nobody gets, you know, power from the other side of the street. That's just
Well, did you hear what Red Cross did? Red Cross people, you know, folks like us that got together, and they were, you know, the diapers and blankets and towels, and then the brave guys were going out in pickup trucks, and Red Cross seized a lot of that and either destroyed it or gave it out as them. And why do you think they did that? Money. Money.
Yeah.
Money. They get paid. Anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. But I'll tell you what, in that neighborhood, if FEMA came out and started cutting cords, we would have some problems.
Yeah, maybe they just can't do that. Doc, you know, you went through a similar thing, actually. You went through just watching the water come up and, you know, threaten your everything that you had, your business, your life. Tell us, how similar is that everything that, well, yours and Jimmy's situation was a little bit different, if I remember correctly. Care to expand at all, Doc?
Well, yeah, different but similar, because we've been through this a few times. I know what it's like when you have a direct hit. We had that happen. I've been here long enough that I was here for back in Allison, if anybody remembers that. And like Jimmy said, you do so much preparation, and then there's not much else you can do except pray for the best. And people do come together and help out, and the government seems to be the worst part of every disaster. And it's very sad. It should be just the opposite. But it's a very weird feeling. I don't, like Jimmy said, I don't know if you get afraid, but there's a helplessness when you realize that I've done all I can do, and I can lose everything and not anything else I can do about it. So I do believe in staying in place, though, unless you have a really bad location, because when you leave, you don't know what's going to happen to your place.
You know, one of the things that I see, I hear, something like this happens, you know, a hurricane hits, big disaster. First thing that the people that claim authority, like President Trump or anything like that, come out and say, we've got this handled, we've got the best people in charge, and they're all going to help y'all, and they're working on it, and they're doing great. They always have the A-team, you know, they never have anything but that. Over here on the coast, one of my friends in town, he was sitting there telling me, man, cleanup was a sumbitch, right? You know, we're sitting here. I ran my chainsaw for 3 days straight. You know, I'm sitting there cutting things down, watching FEMA and Red Cross vehicles driving back and forth and back and forth. And finally, you know, after a couple of days of just watching, the only vehicles really moving around were Red Cross and FEMA. And he's going, what are they doing? Aren't they going to, you know, do something? You know, we're all, you know, helping each other. So he walked out in the street and tried to flag one down, and, you know, they didn't stop. And he tried to flag another one down. They didn't stop. So he stood out in front of them, and they stopped, and he said, what are you doing? We're working. What are you doing? Where are you going? You know, and the guy said, well, we were told to go over here. He says, well, we need help. Why don't you come over here? You know, we've got a lot of cleanup that needs to be done. Right there. Well, I can't. I was ordered over there. Turns out a lot of FEMA was doing this thing where they were just moving their vehicles about, burning gas to try to look like, you know, they were making a presence down in yep. Houston. In that area. And that's the way that it was more of a PR stunt. And I wonder, Jimmy, you know, I knew that existed in Texas here when the last one came in. How's that going over there? You got a bunch of fake FEMAers or real FEMAers pretending to help?
Yes, and that's, we do. And what really tipped me off was that before the storm, we really didn't know exactly where it was going to come in. It was still over Cuba. And the governor's got his A-team up there. And you know, we've got 18 million approved. And, you know, and yeah, you want to get prepared. But I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, where's the money going to go? And then all of a sudden, all the sheriffs came on like badasses. And I understand we have to keep law and order, but they were like really just being pricks. Excuse me, ladies. And I could tell that the community lashed out at them because they became kinder and gentler toward the end. But you know, and then they had the five branches of the military behind them, all in their battle gear.
Yeah,
when they were talking. But to answer your question, Steve, yes, it is a big show of busy work, and. You know, in my general area here, it's chainsaws running. We had one guy in this area have kickback of his chainsaw, and it came up and hit him in the throat. And, of course, that didn't end well for him. But, you know, the community's out doing the cleanup, Steve, to answer your question. And all these other people, they're just driving around looking busy, not doing jack crap.
That's scary. What do you?
I just wonder about the guy who's going to charge $8,000 to cut your neighbor's tree up. The world's gone crazy. $8,000 to cut a damn tree.
Well, it's a big tree, but that's a lot of money. I mean, you know, and see, that's where this neighborhood used to be a neighborhood, and now it's just myself and this one neighbor is set back. The lots are kind of big back here.
Well, let's go with the tree for a second here. We have trees out here too. So how big is a big tree? Is it 48 inches or bigger in diameter? 72?
This thing's a grandfather oak, and it actually grew very uniquely, and it split down the center. It actually had two trunks. You know, I'll send you some pictures of it, and I'm going to be over there later. I'll send you some video, and I'll be airing some video of it. But, you know, you get four guys with some good steel chainsaws, and we could start in the morning and have it by the end of the... And the thing is, the oak is good wood. It's healthy wood.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I have a smoker, you know. I mean, the thing is, if the community back here was still what it was, we would all be out there cutting this up. And I'm definitely on a mission. I'm going to find out where the money goes, and I'm going to get on the phone and try my best to get them some assistance. He's actually an engineer for Verizon. It's not like, you know, they're up there in their years. And, you know, and if we all pitch in, but if the state's getting $18 million plus now, they're going to go ask for more. I want to know where the damn money goes. Is it, you know, the homeowner gets a dollar and the government gets 99 of every 100? Mm-hmm. I bet you $100 that's what I'm going to find out, but I'm going to find out.
Jimmy, they need money for the newest version of PowerPoint. You know, they have to update that Gantt chart, right? They have to figure out, you know, how to plan better. They need to have a lot of meetings.
Grow.
Right?
Yeah, the administration
what about those clipboards?
Grow.
They dropped a lot of clipboards in the water, you know. I don't know. They're all crazy. But, you know, therein lies the rub. If you were able to galvanize enough people to take down that tree, right, you know, a bunch of people with chainsaws.
They make a law against it.
Well, then you don't get to watch the train wreck that is the fleecing of $8,000 and, you know, find out that you were right, that there was no disaster relief for that particular event. I don't know. It's just a double-edged sword.
I heard Doc say something that I think is going to happen is, well, you're not allowed to cut up that tree. Was that Doc who said something to that effect?
That was me. It's like, you know, they've made it basically illegal to, you know, to give water and food to the homeless, at least around Houston. You know, we hear about that. So they'll eventually make a law that it's you can't help your neighbor.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the break. We'll be right back. And, so hang in there. Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Hey, little funny here. I just went over to Google News and did a quick search for FEMA, right? And one of the things that came up was Rumor Control Center. And I go, oh, that's got to be pretty funny. Let's go for it. And I clicked on Rumor Control and it says, oh, where is that one that I said? FEMA advises disaster applicants to beware of rumors, misinformation, and fraud. You think they're talking about themselves? It's like, man, you guys are great. Anyways, I want to get Doc's buy-in here, see if we've been, you know, keeping you out of the loop there. Doc, you there?
I'm here.
FEMA scares me, man. They literally scare me. They want people to register to get help, and you know, is that crazy? Have they come around your neck of the woods?
Well, they've been in the area. I heard one good story for about 50 bad, where somebody was told to evacuate, and they actually gave them $500 for a week in a motel. But the sad thing here in the Houston area is, since the 90s, that Army Corps of Engineers has said those two reservoirs are not safe. And every time there's a disaster, the people downstream that survived it without flooding get flooded. And there's no warning. There's a big thing in the paper here today about all those people being flooded out at midnight with no warning. And a couple lost their lives and 4,000 homes were flooded at one time. Just very sad. And you know, when you look at FEMA and all these guys, you got to wonder where all that money is going to, like you guys are talking, because there's so much of it, and yet they're begging for volunteers. Now, if J.J. Watt could raise $38 million, that ought to pay for a lot of people to do a lot of work. There shouldn't be a volunteer other than you walking across the street and helping your neighbor. We ought to be able to afford to take care of everybody that's out there working.
Hey, I just dropped a link on one of those FEMA crazy articles, right? And this one says something that, well, the title of it is something I would want nobody to ever do. It says, Hurricane Irma, what to expect when you register for FEMA disaster help and how to register. Man, what's the prize if you register? I don't know. But anyways, Doc, there's that link in particular. It's over at the chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com. It shows a little bit. It shows a really shiny little command and control truck, right? They can sit in there and look at televisions, and somebody can walk back and forth bossing everybody around, right? They have a clipboard rack. Besides that, they have cargo containers, lots of cargo containers fitted with sinks and different things. But they have bought a few things. Whether they're going to use them or not, who knows? I don't know. I think it's all for show, those guys. And why would you? I stand here or sit here this morning thinking about this and going, well, I don't have property and I didn't lose anything. And I'm lecturing about how I wouldn't want to register for FEMA. But I can't see doing that. You know, it's just painful. Maybe I'm just wrong. Jimmy, what do you think? Is it, you know, take
well,
from the
I'm
government
glad you asked
you
me,
get?
Steve. I'm glad you asked me, Steve, because I also found that to be very interesting. And it's just like this Ancestry.com. Send us your DNA, and we'll tell you where you come from. That's exactly. And you know what? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and I'm certainly not paranoid, but it is just one more way to find out everything that they can. Why is it that if I'm a homeowner and I have a tree down that I have to give you my financial income, social security number, shoe size? You know, I'm being facetious on the shoe size, but see, it's all a control mechanism. And I think, you know, and we can go off on something else, whether you know, these storms are being enhanced or not. But I think it's a big, big PR thing. It's a big way to milk the taxpayer out of more money. It's another way to get one more form of register, you know. And they're saying that they're making people small business loans. So if I have a company that has lots of business, which a lot of them did, you know, there's still folks today without power. So you can go get a small business loan. You know,
yeah, those forms are a killer.
Yeah,
FEMA is not your friend. They might say they are, but they're insane. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we were talking about FEMA and the storms and the aftermath of the storms. And I was just wondering in my own mind if I would ever sign up for FEMA assistance, right? You know, and I passed the ball over to Jimmy. You know, he's our guest today. And, you know, he brought up a good point. You know, they just to get help removing one tree, you have to fill out, you know, well, you get a clipboard and go online, call in, buy a phone number, whatever, tweet, hand signals. I don't know how all they sign you up, but they're always wanting intrusive and very personal data. And we've been coming to understand, some of us more than others, that all data out in the cyberspace, well, is at risk. Completely at risk. I mean, how do you harden yourself? You try to limit the exposure of your information. Is that correct, Jimmy?
Well, yes. And see, therein lies the problem, too. I'm sure you folks know what happened with Equifax.
Exactly.
You know, they called it a hack, but I call BS on that. And you know what, folks? Let me say this real quick, Steve. I'm not a negative person. I'm not here to, you know, everything. You know, I'm not paranoid everybody's out to get me, I think is one of the best lines I read last week, and I think that was in your chat room. But at the end of the day, it is. We need to be on our guard because I don't need to give you tax returns and my annual income and level of education to get help to remove a downed tree. And to solidify that, look what happened to Equifax. And it wasn't just a few people. And I actually called them on air. I was so pissed off at them, I called them on air. And, of course, they have, they call it an incident. Are you calling about the incident? And it wasn't even Equifax. It was a rented call center. Because I said, I really recommend that you find another job. And she said very, very politely that, well, we're not really Equifax. We're a call service. So they're cowering behind this. And real quick, go look into this, because that's why I love our little groups like this. We can share this information and validate it. Three top executives sold a pile of stock days before this thing broke. So they, somebody knew something. And real quick, you know my background, Steve. You and I are a lot alike in the engineering world. There is absolutely no way in hell that, that the man above could come down here and convince me that this was a hack or a mistake or an oopsie. No way.
They sold it. They sold it, didn't they? They sold the information.
I think they did, and I think it's also one more way that could perhaps be a sign that the economy and the, our system is about to collapse. And real quick, I've got two banker friends, and they're private bankers, and they are actually good guys. They're up in Georgia, and they told me years ago, Jim, if you hear on a Wednesday that the bank system was hacked and it's going to be closed and everything will be okay on Monday, that's when it's time to run for the hills. And I'll tell you, that's common. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, look at all this Wells Fargo fake account BS, too, folks. I mean, it sounds like I'm kind of all over the map, but at the end of the day, there's a common in all
of this. There's a common thread. There is a common thread.
It all ties in together, yeah.
Yeah, and when we look at all these data breaches, right, and they so the Equifax one, you know, the breach was, the breach occurred, if it was a breach, earlier on, right, you know, and then they discovered it, and then they waited a month and a half to actually let anybody know that that data was, you know, out there in public, in the wild. But we continue to do that. Everybody gets kind of apathetic. Oh, another data breach, right? Oh, okay. Yeah, and then the government sings the song. We need tighter controls, and we need some kind of a FEMA for internet break-ins, which means that they're going to have access to your entire, you know, home network, business network, right? Because they're going to have to respond to things. So they'll be sitting there interrogating all your PCs, trying to get in them. Well, they're probably going to need to be in them, right, to make sure that nobody else is in them. And, well, how do we tell if somebody else is in there? Well, we need to keep track of all your files and their content and see if they change and if somebody put something nefarious in there, right? So, yeah, it's a slow road to, well, hell. And I don't see FEMA as – FEMA is collecting data. They're collecting money. Red Cross as well. They're all doing that in this thing, and they're hurting people. Doc and I were talking about last week. I got really hit with a nasty head cold type thing where congestion just went all throughout my skull, and I'm kind of like going, "What? Where the heck did this come from?" And then my lungs started, you know, whatever, just. Felt like I couldn't breathe. At times I was, you know, going, wow, I'm getting dizzy and I'm having to breathe heavy. And then I watched as people around me in my life got the same kind of thing. And I called Doc on that and I go, hey, you know, could this be the air? You know, could this be something from Houston? And I don't know. What are your thoughts? You know, I asked you that question. Why don't you fill me in there, Doc?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind they're bringing in them giant C-130 transports and spraying from the sky about 100 foot off the ground with a product called Nalid, which is banned in Europe, Puerto Rico, and a lot of other countries because it's so devastating to humans. One of the most ridiculous things I heard was it's EPA approved, but they want the beekeepers to cover their bees. Well, bees do go into the hive at night a large portion, but they come right back out in the morning and start going to the flowers that you just sprayed this stuff on. And ladies and gentlemen, if we kill the bees, you might as well just wave your white flag, because life as we know it is over. And these idiots are killing the birds. It's getting in the water, the grass. If you've got an organic garden that you're proud of, they just destroyed it in the last few nights. I think they said they were doing some 600 square miles and spraying and spraying and spraying. And the really sad part is, because people don't know that this is dangerous, all you got to do is watch the guys preparing it and see how they look like spacemen. But
and
people
where,
don't understand. What's that?
Where did they use this last? Somewhere down South America way, I believe. And they all of a sudden started having pinhead babies, and they blamed it on Zika.
Oh, yeah. This is dangerous beyond belief. I mean, they're talking about increased cases of autism, birth defects, comas, death, respiratory distress, you name it. This is beyond belief, ridiculous. And they said people are calling in asking them to come spray.
Of course, it's EPA approved.
Yeah. But of course, they're going to have a vaccine for any of the damages, and it's a crazy world. Are they? Well, I'm pretty sure, Jimmy, that they're talking about doing that kind of spraying. You got a lot of standing water still, but in Florida, suck it
well,
up.
Well, we do, and see, here's the thing, and that's where, you know, doing my show every day, all day, 7 days a week, I marinate in this stuff. But the governor of Florida, his wife, is the prime shareholder with millions and millions and millions of dollars invested in the company that does the spraying for Zika. So they got the contract, and we came down and stopped it. They started spraying South Florida. But, you know, Doc's correct. And see here, I don't want to get too graphic, but I've been coughing up this white mucus in the last year, and I know it's from the spraying. And I know it is, not so much with the hurricane thing, but, yeah, they're talking about coming in and spraying to control the mosquitoes from the standing water and control mold, just like the Corexit that they put in the Gulf. I mean, you know, people need to be aware. Go dump any standing water. But the cure is not to spray and pollute the world. And then, and Steve brought up a good point. Two good points. One is the EPA, give me a break. That's nothing but a marketing company anymore. And number two, they'll come up with a vaccine that's going to cure us all. And frankly, you know, that's what they were talking about in Florida here. Make sure you get a tetanus shot. Make sure, and there were nurses at these shelters, you know, walking around ready to stick you with tetanus vaccine and stick you with a flu shot. Yeah.
Man,
I mean,
that gives
it
me
goes. A... The rabbit hole goes deep, but it's all rabbit holes connect to control, and they are, yes, sir. And also, Doc brought up a good point about the bees. You know, in my, I had a big, big, big beehive, and I called a beekeeper, and I learned a lot. And he said, Jim, they leave in the mornings, and sometimes they'll go 20 miles before, you know, and go gather blossom, and you know that this, that, and the other. Well, my piece of property, I used to have hummingbirds and cardinals and blue jays and mockingbirds and bees around my flowering plants in the back. I finally saw one cardinal last week and a mockingbird, but my birds have disappeared. I used to have an owl that sat up in the big pine tree, and, of course, they're kind of rare, but nature is suffering from all this, and it's just going to get worse, and I'm sorry to keep babbling on, but Doc nailed it. We lose the bees, and we may as well wave that white flag, Doc. I'm gonna remember
what,
that.
What
that was very profound.
What will they blame it on? They'll blame it on us small people driving our cars around.
Exactly. You bet.
What's really sad about this, guys, and everybody listening, first off, you can survive these stupid mosquitoes much easier than anything else. The only people that really suffer from this crap is the ones that are heavily on pharmaceutical medications, very sick, or very young, full of the vaccines before their little immune system can develop. And all you got to do is look around on your property, and if there's some standing water and it's not a pond or a creek or a lake, you dump it. And then there's plenty of natural pesticides and things to take care of this stuff if you're worried about it, and very natural sprays to put on you and your pets. There's no reason to kill everything say that it's okay because the EPA has approved it.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, man. It's kind of like torture. You know, they're worried about the bees, but not about the people, right? You know, does that make sense?
Well, I've lived in Florida all my life, and I had a mosquito hit my finger the other night. I mean, you know, it's not like, but it's not going to kill you. And 90% of this Zika and, you know, I mean, yeah, and like the gentleman was saying about if your immune system is not productive and this, that, and the other. But in my humble opinion, this Zika is nothing more than fake, and, you know, encephalitis can be caused in small infants if they're bitten. But these are rare cases that do not justify napalming the world.
No, that NALID, that one, they sprayed that down in South America. That's where the Zika, well, they are starting to have all these microencephalitic babies, you know, the pinhead babies. And
right.
Possible repercussions of this larvicide, which affects the embryonic development, is pinhead babies.
Hmm.
Well, now they're talking about engineering biologically engineered mosquitoes to come and breed with these mosquitoes to kill them. Well, what are we causing there? Nobody knows. It's EPA approved.
Yeah, how about the flying hypodermics, the ones, the mosquitoes that will vaccinate you? I mean, they're
yeah,
doing all kinds of stuff, and they're carrying out tests on us.
Well
they just came out too with a microorganism. The press release came out that you breathe it in, and they're like mini chips, you know. So you breathe this stuff in, and then they activate. Yeah, and folks, trust me, we're not conspiracy. We're not here writing the National Enquirer. These are facts. I don't talk about fear porn. These are facts, and I urge people to not believe me, but go research it. And that's why I'm really happy that I was invited back, because I really like your group here, Steve. These gentlemen are knowledgeable. Nobody's here to sell fear, but it is time for us to gather and have these talks. So thank you again for the invitation.
If reality is scary, then it's going to be scary, because I'm tired. You know, we've been living in an artificial world for too long, you know, thinking that our government is doing us good and that's all they do. Everything is for our benefit, and it's not that way, people. You've got to snap.
Hey, Doc, you were trying to jump in there, I heard. What do you got?
I was just going to say, what people keep forgetting in our illustrious, wonderful, educated EPA governmental organization is that there's a purpose for everything on this earth. We may not always understand it, but killing everything just because it's big business. I mean, when they said they were spraying 600 square miles down here, my God, that's bigger than a lot of the states. And they don't seem to mind. And I don't know how you get an Air Force pilot to jump in one of them planes after he sees the equipment the people had to use to load it onto his plane. How could you get a guy to fly that over an area? And, you know, they said it's destroying the birds, the fish.
Okay. Yeah. As we deal with chemtrails and other weather modification things, they lied to them. They tell them that you're doing good. Stand up, salute the flag, and, you know, do the right thing. You're the hero, and all this stuff is going to protect you because it's very deadly. But as soon as it leaves the airplane, it's good, and it's happy, and it's fluffy. Mind the bees. You know, it's crazy, but the people's intelligence load has been screwed up. I think you did mention one thing, I think it was you, Doc, about the people that are at risk from these this poison the most. One of them, when you said the people on pharmaceuticals, right? You know, wow, yeah, what about those guys? They buy into everything. You know, they're depressed. What do you mean they're depressed? What is it? They have problems? And so they take drugs to get over problems. They have thinking errors or something like that. And they call FEMA, like you were talking about, and say, hey, can you dump some poison over me, please? right? You know, I've got my statins and I'm eating them and, you know, work great and I need more poison, but I've got my bees, you know, they're caged in, so they're going to be okay. Bring in the poison. It's a bunch of mindlessness. And I'm reading over this little article here. It's on that rumor FEMA thingy again. And it's actually at a CapeCod.com. And this little 20-something, right, is writing on a blog. And she's telling you what's real and not. She wants to let you know the internet and social media has taken over her ability to filter real news and information from fake news and rumors. I think I agree with you about Kat Wilson. Crazy. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Republic of Texas Radio. We are taking calls for the rest of the show, and we've been taking calls. If you want to add something to the conversation, feel free to call us 1-800-313-9443. And it's about time for somebody to call in and say, why are we just talking about this? What are you guys doing? Just all you do is you come on the radio and you talk about things and you don't ever do anything. Stop talking. Right, you know, I don't know. Why are we still talking, Jimmy? It's just a bunch of talk, isn't it? Or is it important?
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, that's all, you know, I've been doing these live calls and with folks over the years, and we all come in and have these fellowship meetings and discuss and agree, but we always end the show with what action can we take? And I'm not condoning violence. I'm saying that our judicial system is broken. Any means of us standing up and being a good, God-fearing, country-loving patriot has all but disappeared. And frankly, sir, I don't know how to answer that question other than education right now. That's, I guess, right. The best we can do.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I always want to ask that question of myself. Part of it for me is actually helping to control the narrative and all the disinformation out there. Today, you go over to the news sites and you can be distracted by a whole bunch of different stories, right? I mean, I'm sure the bombing is really important, right? But they're not addressing it, right? They're sitting there, oh, yeah, they blew up some more people. Don't blame the Islamic people, even though it's like, huh, okay, been there, done that. Oh, look, okay, another cop that killed somebody, you know, got acquitted. Big deal. Hey, let's riot. Let's go over to, let's say, a strip mall. No, this time let's go over to the big mall and break in and destroy the place. Yeah, that's happening today. I mean, oh, Donald Trump, what's he doing? Oh, he's about to get back into global warming business. You know, those are all, are they distractions? Are they the important thing that we should be talking about? Because they sure are talking about them. And I look at, yes, we talked to, go ahead.
Steve, you know, I just cannot believe that many people have the bad gene in them to do this. They are a product of being programmed. They're a product of being paid. And frankly, you know, the only solution that I can come up with is we have to really, truly drain the swamp, term limits. Nancy Pelosi came out a couple weeks ago and said she's a master legislator. Now, what the hell is that? Or we have to pass the bill before you can find out what's in it. I mean, right there, folks, that one or two comments, you know, we have to. Our government is supposed to be a set of people in the community, and I was talking with my business partner on this morning. You know, our county governments were never intended to be full-time jobs. You know, the school boards have totally blown up, you know, and the PTA is all but nothing anymore. So one major fix would be to strip the power of these professional politicians and give it back to the people. You know, people are after me to run for some kind of office. Well, I can't do it by myself, and that's the other thing. You know, well, you know, it's going to take millions and millions of dollars. Well, why?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know. I don't know how old you are, but can you remember when working for the government used to be like the most menial thing? That was the last position that anyone would ever try for because it was such a joke. Almost.
Yes.
Okay. Top of the hour, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back after this little blippy thingy.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.